So this is Chaitanya Bhagavat 2009. And this is the chapter we just discussed, this whole liberation, deliverance of Jagai and Madai by Lord Chaitanya. He's accepted them, taken away all their sins, and brought them into his association, even allowing them to come into Shriva Sangam, take part in evening kirtans. So they're quite happy about that. And then there was after following that, there was a chapter called Yamaraj's Sankirtan. And Yamaraj, all the demigods, would come every day to Navadvipa Mayapur and disguise themselves as Brahmanas and take part in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. Then in the evening they would return to their abodes, celestial abodes. And then on the way back, then Yamaraj, he was asking Chitragupta, his secretary, if he could tell something about this amazing liberation of Jagai and Madai that they didn't really witness, they just heard about it as they came and went every day. And he said, well, and then the whole long story, and when Yamaraj heard the amazing volume of sins they had and how they got the mercy of Lord Chaitanya completely free from all their sins, he fainted on his chariot in ecstatic love, actually, appreciation for Krishna and Bhagavan. And then all the demigods in their own chariots were going nearby, and the word got out, Yamaraj fainted. He's in trouble. So they all stopped their chariots somewhere between Navadvipa and their homes, in the middle air, somewhere out there in outer space, made a temporary space station. And then they were just had all their imans hang up in the middle of the air, and they all came to see Yamaraj. I guess he had a pretty big chariot. And then they said, what's happened? And he fainted. So then someone whispered in his ear, Hari, Hari, Hari. And Yamaraj jumped up and started dancing ecstatically. Then Shiva started dancing, Ganesh, and everybody had this huge kirtan. So it was called Yamaraj's Sankirtan Party. So after that, it starts. The next chapter is called Madhavananda's Realizations. The former Madai has now been restored to his... Madai has been restored to his former name. And this chapter, we'll hear some of the actual prayers of Madhavananda, the former brother of Jagai and Madai. And we were hearing about this, the introduction to how much transformation they had. This is verse 6. Vrindavan Das Thakur is describing something of the actual new character. Character and behavior that was being exhibited by Jagananda and Madhavananda. Apanari dikkara karaye anakshan niravari krishnabali karaye krandhan. Jagai and Madai continually condemned themselves and cried as they constantly chanted the name of Krishna. So the six Goswamis are teaching this principle of searching for the Lord, searching and begging and crying, krandhan. So this section here shows that Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying that Jagai and Madai, they were crying, they're always condemning themselves, and dikkara karaye anakshan, and they were crying as they constantly chanted the names of Krishna. Niravadi Krishna Bali. Niravadi means no cessation, no break. So this is what the Goswamis taught, this crying principle also. They were sleeping under the trees. This Nana Ratnibada Mula Vitapa Shiyukta. And the roots of these trees, they were begging the roots of these trees, please, my dear Kalpavriksha tree, my Kalpalata, Kalpavriksha tree, please reveal to me the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Did Krishna lean against this Kadamba tree? Did Krishna climb this Kadamba tree? Are you a Kali Kadamba tree? Oh, did Radharani, oh Tamal Briksh, did Radharani embrace you in her Viraha, in her Premvivart? Did she look at you, Tamal, and see that, did she mistake there was a peacock? Peacock was perched in the branches of your tree, Tamal. And when Radharani saw the peacock, she thought it was a peacock, the Chandra, the Shiki Pichamuli, did she think it was a peacock feather over Krishna's head? And then she saw the tree, and in the distance there was some yellow color here or there, whatever, her own reflection. And she thought that was Krishna's dhoti. And then she went to embrace the tree in the Premvivart. So they were begging the trees, and then they were crying. Hey, Radhe. This verse, Hey Radhe Brajadevike Shalite Hey Nanda Sunakuta. Hey Radhe means crying. Oh Radha Rani, where are you? So this is real japa. This is real Niravadi Krishna Bali. Niravadi Krishna Bali. Karaye Krandan. Krandan means crying. It's interesting, very similar sound. Krandan, and we say cry. Kra. Krandan. What do you say? You say Rohan? What do you say in Hindi? Rohan?
Rona.
Rona. Yeah, Krandan. Probably Sanskrit's more like Krandan. Because English has a lot of similarities to Sanskrit words. Cry. Why do we say cry? Cry, Krandan. Very similar, no? So these are three ideas we can try in our chanting, because we're chanting Krishna's holy name, and our what are we trying to do when we're chanting? We're trying to find Krishna. We're looking for our long-lost friend, our Dina Bandhu. We're the Dina and he's the Bandhu. we're the lost Dina. Dina means fallen. Dina Bandhu. Friend of the fallen. So we're the Dina and he's the Bandhu. Bandhu kaha, Bandhu kaha. Oh my Bandhu, Jagat Bandhu, Jagat Bandhu, Gopal Bandhu, my friend. Bandhu means friend. My friend Gopal, Gopal Ju, Gopal Bandhu. So we're chanting and we're searching, Krishna, your name, I'm chanting one, I'm a Kraurpati. You're also a Kraurpati. You want to be Kraurpati? Then you give me 25,000 a day. You give me 25,000 a day, and how much will that be in 12 months? Yeah, if you give me 25,000 a day, plus an ekadasi, you chant some extras, and a little bit more in Chaturmasya. At the end of a year, that's 1 crore. It's going to be a Kraurpati. So I'm chanting 1 crore of names every year. By my finding Krishna? Is Krishna finding me? And Bhakti Sanatana said, don't try to see Krishna. Don't try to chant your japa with the idea of seeing Krishna. That's not a good idea. All right, let's chant our japa in another way. Let's chant our japa in such a way that Krishna will want to find us and search for us and see us. Let's chant our japa in such a way that Krishna will want to come and see us. And Radharani says, where are you going? Where are you going? Hey, wait, where are you going? No, I'm going. I'm running to see this devotee. He's crying out my name. He's crying, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare. So either way, either we cry and we search and cry and beg Krishna, Krishna, I'm looking for you, please. I'm searching. That's like, you imagine you're lost in a forest. And then and your friend knows his way, and somehow your friend says, listen, you still stick with me? And I know this forest like the back of my hand, and I can get you out of this place, and you just stick with me, don't get lost. So I'm walking behind you, and you're walking, and I'm looking at the scenery, and then somehow you go over one ridge, and I get lost, and I get over the ridge. Oh, where'd he go? And I don't see you. I don't know where I am. I don't know how I got where I am. And I don't know my way out of this forest. So then what do I have to do? I have to look for you. I have to search for you. So if I'm searching for you, then I get exasperated and frustrated in my search, and you're not showing yourself, or you're not hearing me, or I'm yelling, hey, my friend, listen, help, come back, come here, help me, show me the way out. And if you're not coming, then what do? I start begging, please come back. I don't know where, do you hear me? Where are you? Please. And then I beg so much, then my begging turns into pleading. My pleading turns into hankering. My pleading and hankering become so excessive that I break down and start bawling, wailing, crying, krandana. So then searching, begging, crying. So do we mix these elements in our chanting, these approaches, these ideas. Because I've been experimenting a little bit with these concepts over the last few weeks, and I find it's very nice. It's a different, because there's two ways. You can cry in such a way that the person you're crying for will say, "What are you making all this noise for? Who is this person crying so much?" And then they come running. Hey, what are you crying for me? Hey, what's this? That's another thing. Or you can cry in such a way that eventually you find them. Your tears like wash away all the dirt that's keeping us from finding Krishna. Because he hasn't gone anywhere. Krishna hasn't, he's not playing hide and seek. Luka luki. Hide and seek. It's a very funny word in Hindi. Luka. Luka luki. It means hide and seek. We say, look, look and looky, looky for me. Looky, looky for me, hiding from you. So, Vrindavan Das Thakur goes on more to describe our heroes of the story. Paiya Krishnara Rasa Parama Udhar Krishnara Dhayitya Deke Sakala Samsar. So much nice. Paiya Krishna Rasa Parama Udhar. So they have it, Paiya Krishna Ras. They had attained Krishna Ras. Parama Udhara. They were the recipients of the greatest Udhar. Udhar means welfare. They had received and experienced the topmost welfare of fortune in their lives because they're actually tasting Krishna Ras. Krishna Dayata Deki Sakala Samsara. Sakal samsara, they saw the entire material world, which is basically samsara, sangsara. In Bengali, the word sangsara, you know what the word samsara means? I heard it explained. You ever heard it? The word sang, in Bengali, sang means a joker in a drama. Virusaka, like Maramangal, Mansuk. Mansuk or a joker. Sang. It means like a joke, a joker. And sara means essence. Same as Sanskrit. So samsara means the word in Bengali, because this is Bengali here. Well, of course, you're also familiar with sangsara. But samsara, it means one who's accepted a joke as reality. he's in a samsara. He said, what did samsara, because it's a Bengali term, samsara, refers to these jokers. They go in these troops, they go in acting troops, drama troops, and they go from village to village in Bengal, and they perform their dramas. And then people, they go there, and they sit there in the drama. And when you sit there in a drama, then you accept, you identify with the characters in the drama. He's the funny man, he's a, you know, like this. So, it, you know, you identify with the essence of these characters. And you think it's right, you laugh, ha ha ha, oh, he made funny joke, ha ha. Or you cry, oh, because it's a drama and you're involved. It's live and you're watching it. So samsara means one who's accepted this drama, this joking drama of this material life as essence or as real, he's a samsari. I heard this explanation. So sakala samsara, and they, because samsara, and you see there's two words, samsara. So they, what did they see? Krishna Dayata. Dayati means my beloved. Deki. They were seeing their beloved Krishna everywhere. Krishna Dayata Deki Sakala Samsara. Everywhere. They didn't see anything. It said, having achieved a taste of Krishna's boundless mercy, they saw the entire world as intimately related to Krishna. That's a nice translation. Krishna Dayata Deki. They saw the whole world. They saw Krishna everywhere in the whole world. A nice tika by Bhaktisanta Saraswati. The worshipable Krishna, Lord Krishna, is the shelter of 12 rasas, 5 primary rasas, and 7 secondary rasas. These are known as transcendental mellows. Those who are unable to see everything in relation to Krishna, they are attached. They have no relation, excuse me, they have no realization that the most magnanimous Krishna, Parama Udhara, is the embodiment of all rasas. Having received the mercy of Sriman Mahaprabhu, Sri Jagai and Madhai began to see all material objects in relationship with Krishna. Now they do not find the material world unfavorable. People consider material objects as his source of enjoyment due to their inability to see everything in relationship with Krishna. When one awakens the mellows of Krishna consciousness, all material activities become surcharged with God consciousness. Rather than seeing material objects as objects of sense, sources of enjoyment, one considers them worshipable, for they're meant for satisfying the senses of Krishna. That's a really beautiful, beautiful sentence. I mean, of course, it's translation from Bengali purport. Param Gurudev Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is saying that when one becomes Krishna conscious, becomes absorbed in bhakti ras, seva ras, chivera surupaya Krishna nitidas, das kinkar bhav or dasya bhav, when one actually identifies it, really, I'm a servant, and my Lord, my Master is Krishna, and I am part of the paraphernalia for serving Krishna. I am his intimate part and parcel, and I'm meant to serve him. But then everything else, everything around me and everything within my touch is also belongs to him, as meant for his service, meant for his pleasure. So I should cooperate with my own body and senses and cooperate with everything around me and offer everything for the pleasure of Krishna. So he's saying it so nicely here. Considering he sees material objects and, of course, entities and people, they're all worshipable. The people in the environment are worshipable. The objects are worshipable. The trees are worshipable. The pens, the papers. And in fact, if you ever watch movies of Prabhupada and his room conversations, especially where you see him maybe doing different things, sometimes eating breakfast and some of these films, and sometimes he's talking with people or translating or... And he's moving different things around, and he takes off, puts on his glasses, opens his glass case, and I sat in two room conversations in Mayapur, in Prabhupada's room. I mean, let's say room darshans. They have room darshans in the evening time, around 5:30, around this time actually. And this is in 77 during festival time, and they were allowing devotees to go in there and for some time, and then they would get called out and take turns. You know, different devotees, whoever wanted to go in. And I was watching Prabhupada, as everyone else was, and sometimes he would do things, and the way he would move articles on his desk and pick up a cup and open a book, he did everything in such a devotional mood. And so, aristocratically, people say, or deftly, or very conscious and careful, and even as you could say, as he says, in a worshipable way, he was like worshiping. So the devotee sees now I have right vision. I'm in correct vision now. I see that all the material objects are actually worshipable by me, and they're all meant for the satisfying the senses of Krishna. When one has this vision, the mood of enjoyment no longer remains. If the mood of enjoyment does not remain, then the propensity of envying others does not arise. Very nice phrase. In other words, envy is caused by sense gratification, basically. When we give up to this propensity and the mood, the bhav, it's called kam bhav. Kam bhav, the mood of enjoyment. That's replaced by seva bhav. What do we say? Dasoham. Right? Mayavadis say soham. We say dasoham. We say soham. We say okay. Soham. We say dasoham. I am a servant. You say I am that. I say I am a servant. Dasoham. You say, you are that, you are it, you are the master. But I am a servant of that, dasoham. Harmony is inevitable when everything is considered enjoyable to Krishna. That's pretty interesting. Harmony means we all have the same idea. We're all in agreement. So, for example, if there's some object, And one person sees that object, oh, this object looks nice, this is for my pleasure, I could enjoy this. Then another person sees that object, oh, this object looks nice, I could enjoy that. Then a third person looks, oh, this is a nice material object, I can enjoy that. And there's one object, and there's three people all thinking that they want to possess and enjoy that one object. So what happens? Then there's conflict, then there's clash, discord, disharmony, and fighting, quarreling. But if everyone sees, oh, this object belongs to Krishna, it should be engaged in his service, let me take it to Krishna. And the other person says, this object should be engaged, let me take it. So then all three approach that object. They look at each other and say, oh, what are you doing with this object? Oh, this object belongs to Krishna, I want to engage, offer to Krishna. Oh, okay, go ahead. I was going to do the same thing. You do it. You do it. So we're all in agreement. We're all in harmony because we all agree. So there's no fighting. This is a nice point. Harmony is inevitable when everything is considered enjoyable to Krishna. It's a nice outlook, nice philosophy. This is some of the experience they had. They got a taste, the Parama Udara, the magnanimity, the Audharya of Lord Chaitanya had entered their heart, gave them the opportunity to experience Krishna Ras. So now they saw Krishna everywhere, Krishna Dayata. Purve jay karila himsa taha sanariya kandiya bumitte pare murchita haya. Jagai and Madai cried and fell to the ground unconscious as they remembered the violence that they had previously committed. Himsa. Now they pray in this. Gorachandra are bhap patita pavan sonariya puna puna karaye krandhan. Remembering Lord Gauranga, Gorachandra, they repeatedly cried and exclaimed, O Gaurachandra, O dear deliverer of the fallen souls. They're really fortunate. Lord Chaitanya saved them. Gaurachandra. Aharera chinta gela krishner anande sanari Chaitanya kripa dui jane khande. Due to love of Krishna they forgot to eat. They would cry as they remembered the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Ahar chinta gela Krishna anand. They didn't feel any disturbance about eating. They were in bliss. Krishna anand. Sanariya Chaitanya kripa dui jana kande. They just were absorbed in mercy, Chaitanya kripa. Duijana Kande, and they cried. Too busy crying to eat. And that crying was bliss. They were crying out of bliss. You can cry out of frustration and unhappiness. You can also cry, or you can cry out of bliss. Krishnanand. Krishnanandaya. Sarvagana Sahita Takura Vishambhar Anugraha Ashwasa Karaye Nirantar. Vishwambar and his associates continually solaced and bestowed mercy on the two. Sarvagan Sahita Thakur Vishwambar. Anugraha Ashwasa Karaye Nirantar. So they were always being, that's the beauty of Chaitanya's true devotees. They love the Lord and they love the Lord's servants. Their love is not limited only to the Lord. Love me, love my dog. So all the associates of Lord Chaitanya, they saw that Jagai and Madai had been accepted by the Lord. So they fully accepted them also. Nirantara, nirantanta, no end, without any end. They never stopped. It's okay. For a couple of days they befriended them and said, it's okay, don't lament so much, don't cry so much about your past. Forget the past that sleeps, near the future dream it all. Deal with times that are with ye and progress ye shall call. Sharanagati Bhaktivinoda Thakura. I often quote it. So they after 2 days, says, okay, Jagannath Mata, you carry on. We welcomed you to the temple. You're new bhaktas. You came here to Auckland Temple. And so it's nice that you're here. Now you go your way and I go my way. Don't bother me. But they were like repeatedly, nirantar, without any, continually, without cessation. Nirantar means not stopping. They, ashwasa, means they comforted them, solaced them, and anugrah means they showed their compassion and mercy on them. Apane asiya prabhu bhojana karaya tarapiha donhe chitte soyasti napai. Even though Lord Vishambhar personally came and fed them, they were not peaceful at heart. Can you imagine? What does this sound like? This sounds like 22nd Avenue, the East Village, the Lower East Side, New York, 1966. In July, August, September, October. Prabhupada incorporated on July 14th, 1966. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness, with one rented storefront for $35 a month. This was the International Society. They published a magazine. Centers around the world, zero. Centers outside of New York, zero. Centers in New York, one. Total international centers, one. And it's a rented storefront. So with 500 square feet. Haribo! So this was the sum and total of ISKCON. 500 square feet. How many square feet now? How many square feet in ISKCON? In Delhi Temple? 5,000?
More?
So Lord Chaitanya, as Prabhupada was cooking and feeding the Jagannath Madhais of New York City, right, our ancestors, our ISKCON ancestors. So Prabhupada cooked, you know, he cooked the chapatis and Stryadish is one bhakta that got initiated, Stryadish. He would eat 20 chapatis at a time. Prabhupada would give him 3 or 4 and he'd say, do you want more? He would say, huh, gee, you want more Stryadish? He'd say, yes. One more? He would give them 20 chapatis and he would eat them all. It's like so much hungry. So Prabhupada, Prabhu Bhojan Karai. So Prabhu in this case means Mahaprabhu. But Prabhu in our case means Prabhupada. So Prabhu Bhojan Karai. So the pastimes of Chaitanya Bhagavat are going on and this is like what this was going on in 15, Lord Chaitanya was like 20, so 1486, 14, 1506, pastimes are going on in 1506, right? 1506 in Mayapur, Navadvip, the same pastimes are going on in 1966, right? 400 years later, not in Mayapur, but in New Yorkpur, in Manhattanpur. And Prabhu was doing Prabhupada Bhojan Karai, he was feeding them. But they were not peaceful at heart. So that when we read the Shastra, if you're absorbed, you think, well, why? Why could anyone be not peaceful? For what reason? You're free from all your sins, you're totally liberated, you're accepted as one of the intimate associates of the Supreme Lord. He's coming every day to feed you? What more do you want? And all that, you have so many friends, all the devotees are your friends and patting you on the back and helping you out and encouraging you, giving you anugraha and ashwasa and mercy and solace and comfort. And you have loving friends, the support of the Lord, being maintained directly by the Lord, and still you're unhappy and chinta. Why? This becomes suspenseful. Visheshi madai nityanandere langiya puna puna kande vipra taha sanariya. Particularly the Brahmin Madai cried repeatedly as he remembered how he attacked Nityananda. So if you cause suffering to others, then suffering will come to you. So Jagai and Madai were the two brothers, and it was Madai who threw the pot. And Jagai told, he even stopped, he threw the pot and cracked Nityananda's head and made it bleed. And he wanted to throw again. And then Jagai grabbed his arm and stopped him. So Jagai was immediately recognized by Lord Chaitanya for that act also, which we discussed. Nityananda chadiyala sakala aparad tadapi madhye chite napaya prasad. Even though Nityananda forgave all his offenses, sakala aparad, Madai's heart was not pacified. Chite napaya prasad. Nityananda ange muni kailon raktapad iha bali nirantara kare atmagad. Madai would condemn himself while repeatedly saying, I made the body of Nityananda bleed. I made the body of Nityananda bleed. Jayange Chaitanya Chandra Kare Vihar Hinange Muni Papi Karilan Prahar. I am so sinful that I hit the body in which Lord Chaitanya enjoys his pastimes. Chaitanya Chandra Kare Vihar. Chaitanya Chandra Bihar. Amorcha gata haya iha sanari madhyayi ahar nisha khande ara kichu chintanayi. Madai practically lost consciousness while remembering this fact. He cried day and night and could not think of anything else. Kichu chintanayi. Kichu means even little bit. Like kavi kavi, kichu. Or kuch, kichu. Kichu chintanai. His chinta, his consciousness, his mind. And he was always disturbed by this thought. Nityananda Mahaprabhu Balaka Avesh Ahar Nisha Nadijaya Bulina Harish. Day and night Nityananda happily wandered about Nadia in the mood of a child. Balak Avesh. He was absorbed in the mood of a child. Nityananda Mahaprabhu. That's interesting. He's described as Nityananda Mahaprabhu. He wandered around Nadia, Aharanish, day and night like a child. Sahaje Paramananda Nityananda Rai Abhimana Nahi Sarva Nagare Bedai. Akroda Paramananda Nityananda Rai Akroda Paramananda Nityananda Rai. Right, there's this bhajan like that. Akroda Paramananda Nityananda Rai. A crowd means he had no hatred, no anger. There's no anger because he's full of love. How can you? It's like your stomach's full of food. Do you have any hunger? I don't have any hunger. Why? Because I ate chapan bok, chaka chak. So I'm not hungry. So if one is full of love, how can there be anger? There's no envy. There's no anger. Who are you going to be angry with? Transcendental love is such that it harmonizes all situations. So he's wandering around the mood of a child. So he's Akrota Paramananda. Here he's saying Paramananda. That's Sahaja. Sahaja. That's his natural state. Abhiman Nahi. Abhiman Nahi. Sarva Nagare Bidai. Lord Nityananda was by nature Sahaja, naturally, full of ecstasy and free of pride as he wandered throughout the city. Sri Nityananda Prabhu was full of ecstasy and most gentle. He concealed his actual glories as he visited the houses of all classes of persons in the city. He's going door to door Sankirtan. Who was his partner? Haridas Thakur. On seeing Nittai's ideal character, many persons gave up their duplicity and attained the good fortune of becoming prideless. That's considered good fortune. You become prideless, that's good fortune. So bhagya. Egdi Nityanande Nibrite Paya Padila Madai Dui Charane Dharya. See Nityananda in a solitary place one day, Madai fell down and grabbed his lotus feet. Nityananda Nibrite Paya. Nibrite means secluded private place. Egdin Padila Dui Charana Dharya. Padila Dui Charane Dharya. He held those 2 feet. Prem Jale Doyaila Prabhu Racharan Dante Trina Dharikade Prabhurastavan. Madai washed Nittai's feet with tears of love, Prem Jal. Taking a straw between his teeth, he began to offer prayers to the Lord. Dante Trinadhari. Dante Trinadhari Kari Prabhurastavan. So these are the prayers of Madai. The chapter is called Madai's Realizations. So his realizations are taking the shape of stava. Vajravilas Stava, there's a book by Raghunath Das, I believe, or Raghunath Das. And Stavamala by Rupa Goswami, and Stavavali by Raghunath Das. A series. So in his prayers, he has all these stavas and prayers that go on for many, many verses. He's describing all about the identity of Nityananda as Balaram and different leelas of Balaram. There's about 50 prayers, 55 prayers, 55 padas, 55 do pada means 110 padas. Pada means a line, and do pada, two line poems. So in terms of the book Chaitanya Bhagavat, it's about 50 shlokas. Then he gets a few instructions from Lord Nityananda. So these 50 shlokas, they comprise the essence of the realizations of Madhai after severely offending the Lord. There's three types of aparad to the devotees, so there's six types, but body offense, words, and mental. And that example is there, and it can be also three types of offenses against the Lord and his devotees. So when Bhrigu Rishi was asked by an assembly of devatas to determine who is the Supreme Lord. Is it Mahesh, Lord Shiva? Is it Lord Brahmaji, Chaturmukh Brahma? Or is it Lord Vishnu? Who is it actually the Supreme of these three controllers of the material world? These guna avatars, or these, who is the actual Supreme Lord? This is in Srimad Bhagavatam, maybe last chapter or so. So then Bhrigu, as a delegate assigned by the demigods, he goes on this mission to decide who's supreme. So first he goes to his Bhrigu's the Manasaputra. He's the son of Lord Brahma. So he goes to Lord Brahma, and in his mind he doesn't think very respectfully of Brahma. He becomes a little offensive, even though it's his father, such an exalted, extraordinary personality as Lord Brahma. And he acts very familiar with him and doesn't show any proper mentality, or rather thinking some offensive. My father is not very proper behavior. Sometimes he misbehaves. So then Brahma detected that bad mentality, that offensive mentality of his son, but he, by his superior intelligence, he didn't react or lose his cool. He maintained his composure. But he wasn't happy. He was disturbed. Right? Then Bhrigu Rishi, he went to see Lord Shiva in Kailash, who is actually his brother. Some relationship is there. So when he saw Lord Shiva, then he spoke some words, harsh words, not very friendly, sweet words of greeting. Ah! Lord Shiva saw him. Oh, my brother, please come. Let me embrace you. I want to give you a loving embrace to welcome you. Swagatam, swagatam. And then Bhrigu said, no, don't touch me. Ah, you're full of cremation ashes, and all these things. So please, you know, you stay back. You know. So then he was saying, he said, "Oh, you're dirty, this and that. You don't touch me." And Shiva couldn't control his anger because he's not so much, doesn't have four heads. He only has one head. So Brahma put his heads into it, and he was able to control his anger in four heads. So Shiva got hot in the head, hot-headed, and he picked up his trishul, and he started chasing Bhrigu Muni, going to kill him. Then Parvati interceded and said, "Hey, look, he's your brother." So then Bhrigu Muni went to Vaikuntha to visit Lord Narayan. Lord Narayan was relaxing in the bed, actually, with his wife, this consort, Lakshmi Devi. And Brio came right up in that instant. That's such a confidential place, instant. And he just stepped on the Lord's chest. He stepped on him, stomped him, so to speak. And then Lord jumps out of bed and grabs his foot and says, please, and begs forgiveness. Please forgive me. The Shastras describe my chest as like a thunderbolt. It's like a hard doorway. And Brahmins are very tender and soft by nature. And usually the feet of a Brahmin, one of the characteristics of a Brahmin's body or his feet are very soft, very, very soft to the touch. And so, your feet are very soft. I must have hurt your feet. Please forgive me. He did puja and all these things. So then Brigha Muni went back and told the rishis that he concluded that Vishnu was the actual Lord because he was the Lord of his mind and senses and the whole creation. And he was showing such exemplary behavior. So this is a situation with Madai that he's grabbing his feet and he starts off, these are his realizations. He realized this after experiencing the Lord's mercy and the devotee's mercy. And then he starts offering all these beautiful prayers. And I think we'll continue there tomorrow. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki Jai.